Endophytic colonization of the Nematophagous fungus Poconia chlamydosporia in Solanaceae and Cucurbitaceae crops. Authors: Wilson Giobalcero Codesu, Jerseys Aravalo Ortega and Leopoldo Hidalgo Diaz. Abstract. Introduction. The fungal species of the genus Poconia are important for the management of phytoparasitic nematodes. Some of them endophyte colonize their plant hosts and provide adaptability, plant biostimulation, and resistance induction. These advantages are essential for the selection of strains to be used in the biomanagement of phytonematodes. Objective: to evaluate the endophytic colonization and plant biostimulation by the nematophagous strains IMISD 187 and 193 of P. chlamydosporia on horticultural species of the Solanaceae and Cucurbitaceae families. Materials and methods. The experiment was carried out inside greenhouses at the National Center for Animal and Plant Health, Mayabique Province, Cuba. Two strains of P. chlamydosporia were used, named IMISD 187 and 193, as well as cultivars of tomato, S. lycopersicum CV, HA 3057, pepper, capsicum and wumel, CV, grandissimo, cucumber, cucumis sativus L. CV, INIVITP 2007, and melon, cucumis melloil. CV. Zest F1. In both strains, endophytic, substrate, and root colonization, as well as some plant growth parameters were evaluated. Results. The evaluated strains colonized between 3 and 16% of the interior of the roots. The IMISD 187 strain colonized all the evaluated species, while 193 could not colonize the melon, however. Both strains colonized the root and the substrate with values between 2 by 103 and 2 by 104 CFUG1, respectively. IMISD 187 reached the highest biostimulation values in length and fresh mass of the roots and pepper. Conclusion. The two native strains of P. chlamydosporia colonized the studied species and the highest biostimulation of growth was obtained with IMISD 187 in the pepper cultivar. Keywords: plant biostimulation, autochthonous strains, endophyte fungi, vegetables.